Blog Talk Radio.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days
when I was just a little nigga, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it, so when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mack a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas, singing the blues, that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying, yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that, then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on a bike to play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows, then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket, you could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport me cake, and all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings to it like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days
I
when I was young, I'm not a kid
and
anymore,
everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when
a kid anymore,
back
but
in
some
the
days
when
I sit and wish I was a kid.
I'm still back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88, that's when my crew and I were in junior high in 7th grade. I hated school,
wish it had blown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this, reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys, like for the boys, basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks, and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops, and it don't stop. I'm glad, cause when JJ Fad did Supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans, and it seemed like the masses of Fugees had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits, and the Pumas with the fat laces, cause it was either that or K-Swiss. I missed those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone, and I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid
and
anymore,
say,
but some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore,
back
but
in
some
the
days
when,
I sit and wish I was a kid.
The nigger-o, I figure that now I'm all grown up, because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job, and crew steady mobbing, you steady bobbing your head, and I'm paid, so I got it made, but didn't always have clout, used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed, and figured a way out, I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first, so
our way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did, but sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid anymore,
and everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was
when.
A kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore,
back
but
in
some
the
days
when.
I sit and wish
back
I was a
day.
Kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
Back in
some
the
days,
when.
I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
And everybody
but
say,
days, I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Thank you.
black folks. Black look like a revolution. Look like a family reunion in the park. Black look like it's a different world. Sound like a crawfish boil in New Orleans. Black folk joke around like Martin and got paintings from JJ in the living room. It sounds strong. Look like sacrifice. It be flowers blooming in the summertime. Black sound like old song. Smell like good food. And it tastes like heart disease. But it feel like maize at Jazz Fest. Black sound like something that hurt, like a heart test. Black sound like skin, like something dark. It look like hair, yeah. Black sound like rough hair and good hair. Look like history, sound spiritual. Black sound like years, like working, like night. Black sound like money. Look like Walmart, like corner stores, like cash register singing. Black sound like 400 years. Smell like Oprah. Impactful like Martin. Look like Cicely Tyson. Sing like Nina. Got an ass like Serena. Feel like broken homes in Section 8. Black smell like crack and collard greens. Sounds motivational. Feels like church. Look like big Sunday hats and ribbons.
Smile like your mama. Eyes like the sun. Beautiful child.
Sound like thick black swinging and sneaky uncles. Look like Tyler Perry making money. Sound like hating, still frustrating, don't it? Like they don't get it. Like they won't ever get it, huh? Like push the personal feelings of racial injustice so far underneath the carpet that you trip over your own family history. But I love me some black folks. I love the hair grease and the rental fees. The front row seats, the police, the projects, the mustard greens, being late, social security checks, government assistance, bougie black looking good, bags of hair, fake press on nails, rat tail comb, stunning gold chain, gold teeth, black men in big feet. I love me some black folks. For they are the people that were made from the darkest parts of the sky.
Smile like your mama. Eyes like the sun. Beautiful child. Oh, you're the one. Fly like your daddy. Make me so happy. Beautiful child.
Everybody from the 504. many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
The zebra goes wild where the sidewalk ends, by Henry Dumas. 1. Neon stripes tighten my wall where my crayon landlord hangs. From a bent nail, my black father sits crooked. Jesus's blood turned to cheap wine. In his tremors, he curses. The landlord who grins from inside the rent book, my father's eyes are bowls of cotton. He sits upon the landlord's operating table, the needle of the nation sucking his soul. 2. Chains of light race over my stricken city. Glittering webs spun by the white widow spider. I see this wild arena where we are harnessed by alien electric shadows. Even when the sun washes the debris, I will recall my landlord hanging in my room and my father moaning in Jesus' tomb. In America, all zebras are in the zoo. I hear the piston bark and IBM spark. Let us program rabies. The madness is foaming now. No wild zebra roams the American plain. The mad dogs are running. The African zebra is gone into the dust. I see the shadow thieves coming and my father on the specimen table. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter, a For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gents, tonight we are calling Memorable Mondays. Take some time with us to walk through your memories and reminisce poetically, and also answer the question, what made this Monday memorable for you? Let's dig in. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zwinga, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you today?
Hey, what's going on, Queen? I'm feeling good out here in these streets. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful Monday, marvelous Monday. So, hey, let's capture the moment, you know?
Absolutely. Definitely, definitely. I'm feeling the vibe you're putting down. You know, since we talked earlier and, you know, we had the conversation about this, it just made me look at things a lot different. Like, what do you get out of even your worst days? What is something positive that you can take from it? You know, you can take it down memory lane, but also there's something good to be garnished out of every day, even the worst days. So thank you for bringing that to light for me. You definitely
did that. Also, you can always look at it as a manifesting Monday. You know what I mean? You come off that weekend, and you see things for what they are. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And always remember, people, places, and things, you know?
Right. For sure.
Life is what you
for
make
sure.
it.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Before we get started, I do want to take the time out, you know, to thank the guy that made this all possible, Raw Links, you know, why be average when you can be raw, and shout out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet, for making this magic possible. Absolutely. So also, if you're listening in online and you'd like to join us, even if you've never taken the mic before, you know, we have listeners that call in online who enjoy the craft. It might be that one thing that you just want to get off your chest. We would love to hear it and share with it and dive into it with you. If you'd like to do that, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And just make sure that you hit the number one to be heard. All right. All right. Let's get this party started. Yes, indeed. I'm excited to hear what's going to come about from tonight. I'm interested in, you know, putting on some music, a little eclectic variety of things, you know, see how that works out. And just dig into some poetry.
Yeah, you already got that popping off with the nice music tunes going through, you know what I'm saying? Marvelous Monday.
Yeah, I'm relaxing. I got a glass of red wine. And I'm just
ooh, you got the red,
off.
Huh?
Yes, awesome. Indeed. You know, took my socks off, baby.
Baby. Yeah, I got that lineman rocking right now. That, you know what I'm saying? That lineman.
Mm. Lineman?
Yeah, Bacardi lineman, that clear.
Oh, okay. Bacardi doing, okay. I would make it through the show.
Lineman, I was referring, like, got that Frankie Lyman going. No.
Oh, man, Frankie Lyman. That's crazy. Wasn't that Frankie Lyman I saw a video on when he came out to a crowd and they never knew that he was black until he entered the stage? Did you see that?
Nah, I didn't see it, but I heard about it, though.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. Amazed that your talent could get you through some doors that you can't, you know what I mean? That is.
Yeah.
Keep pushing that ink, pushing that work. So, speaking of pushing that ink and pushing that work, you know, what made your Monday memorable? How about you kick it off for us?
All right, I could do that. This piece is titled Manifestation. Sharkskin shoes on, stepping out that great white. Got a date late night at the Wood space flight. Unknown destination, this occasion is a situation. What we facing is an open vessel operation. Navigate around the physical with my vehicle. My lady mind is in another place. She know how I do. Imagery on point, handy with her fixtures. Two shots are clear, nothing brown. Get the picture? Inhale in her air as she exhale, breathing fast. Forgotten is the past of her last, so I laugh. Cynical grin while my eyes look in hers. This only occurred because of what she prefers. Fresh on the cakes while I taste, which is safe. As the heart race, my hands trace the beauty of her face. Back to life, we sold a soul, allowing spirits to control. Wherever we may go, no one else can ever troll. It's a natural creative view, built from the loving view. Enjoying what is built for two, never mind what's ridiculed, King.
I thought that poem was going to go into a different direction, but it was scary.
You know how I do. Thank you.
I wasn't expecting that. I like that curve. Very so good. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You can't always go the direct line. You got to curve and swerve how you do. Make it do what it do, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Throw the razzle dazzle on them. I feel what you mean.
The razzle dazzle.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I can tell you, I've been thinking about this. Like, what made my Monday memorable is that my weekend was annoying. It was very annoying. You know how you have those weekends that push you to your limit and you really have to, like, look at yourself and be like, no, I'm bigger than that. You got to man up. But then, you know, I went for a run and I went to the park and I did some meditation. And then I spoke with you. And it's like the universe is just speaking with me all day, just like, you know, persevere, keep pushing. And I'm thankful for that. Sometimes you don't
you lose track of your inner voice.
Right, right. Sometimes it's hard to listen to your inner voice. There's too many voices to chatter it. Take up a lot of mental space, but for sure. So I'm thankful
like,
for that. That's what made it true.
Well, you know, it's like that song with Common and PG. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget who you are.
Oh, yeah. I love that song. That's a dope song.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, I wish I had that
as a notoriety about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real talk. Don't forget who you are.
Right. That's for sure. For the same reason I like Digger from Beyonce.
Yeah. I preach a lot of stuff on that.
That one is very motivational. I like that one for sure.
I know you have something in the Royal Chambers.
I have something I like to recite. It's just, you know, your piece inspired me to read this one. I mean, it's just too tall.
Let's go, Theory Queen.
Okay. And just, I guess our moment exists in orbit. A dance of patterned steps, preordained by fate. I wait with bated breath as change arrests our greet, as chance arranges our feet. I twirl and pirouette, face where you used to be. It's a dance as romantic as it is contrived. Another star shoots by, we'll name that one next lifetime as we exist in orbit. Faces and trust encrusted in space dust. All trust up in the lines formed by the stars we connected, forming a pattern we named Uhuru with as much freedom and control as the dance we dance in orbit, in your rhythm, in your pattern, worn in the sands from the stance of your last chasse. I never imagined I'd be dancing this way, eyes closed, head back, lost in the tailspin of your last whirlwind, hands open, collecting moments like mementos cradled in the arms of your star-like charm. You disarm my smile without warning as the universe keeps turning. I keep dancing, collecting roses in my teeth as we tango to a heartbeat that feels forever incomplete, and I keep dancing. Black holes open up like throats, devouring souls, but I keep dancing. Meteorites collide, creating fireworks in the sky, and we keep dancing. Uncharted universes birth new stars, new moons, new chances, and we keep dancing. We keep dancing. I will keep dancing. I keep my eyes trained in time to the minutiae in every move you make, if that's what it takes to keep me dancing. In your time, in your steps, to your rhythm and jest. I'll keep dancing where our moment exists Somewhere in Orbit.
All right, Queen, that's what's up. That is what's up. Keep dancing.
No. You ever feel like things are just, you know, you exist in alignment with a person, but 5 to 10 steps away from them? So it's like a dance with the universe. That's what I'm, you know, somewhere in the universe.
That was awesome. Yeah, that's ever so true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But always keep in mind, people, places, and things, you know what I'm saying? So.
Absolutely.
You can always be exuberant with anything, you know?
Yeah. I believe you. I believe that. Okay. How about we keep the show rolling and bring on some of these lovely callers and see what they have to say on the topic. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, let's open these mics up.
Okay. It looks like the first caller that we had is none other than our station manager himself. Dan, a.k.a. Poetic. Good evening. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Hey, Queen Simmons, King Atterbury. What a way to start the show, man. How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right?
Feeling good up in here, man. Great to have you tonight, man.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here. Great topic. Great, man. I'm loving it.
Thank you. Thank you, King. Shout out to him.
Yo, shout out to King. Nah.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
After speaking with you earlier, how's the little one? How's she holding up?
Oh, man, I tried to put her down to bed. You know, it's a bedtime, but I still hear her. Playing on a video game, so I'm gonna have to put my foot down in a little bit. But you know, she's sick, so I gotta be careful. You know.
Yeah, give her a little leeway. I understand. And the way she was napping earlier, I'm sure she is recharging her battery.
Definitely. And I decided that we was going to have breakfast for dinner. So I made some cheesy omelets, some pancakes, some bacon. And my girl decided that she was going to eat 4 pancakes. I was like, okay. All right, I'm not mad at you.
If she has strength, she needs her strength. Let her, you know.
Absolutely. Let her eat it.
Right.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'm keeping her in prayer, definitely. Well, how are you holding up, you know, and running around, being super dad?
Yeah,
I'm holding up for you, man. I'm holding up okay. I mean, you know, when you get a call like that about one of your kids, you know, you got to jump into action, you know. So I got the call, told my manager, look, I'm leaving. It's not an option. It's not a choice.
Right.
I'm leaving.
I know that's right.
So, so I got dressed and I drove a couple hours to pick my baby up and, first thing she said to me was, Dad, we're going to the doctor's. I said, Babe, we don't have to go to the doctor's. The doctor said there's no need to bring you in. You know, just give you some medicine and it's got to run its course.
Yeah.
So she's reminded me how much she doesn't like the bumps that are all over her. And she's like, I don't like it, Dad. I don't like it. I don't like the bumps.
I know. Oh, baby. She's going to be okay. She's going to pull through.
Yeah. Much prayers and recovery and healing for her. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing a piece of yourself with us tonight. We definitely appreciate it, and we always appreciate hearing from you.
Always my pleasure.
Yeah. So, did you bring a piece of poetry on this memorable Monday?
I did. You know, and I didn't even know what your show topic was on, right? So, I couldn't sleep this morning, and I was just writing. So the piece that I brought is it's called Surgical Escapee.
I'm ready. Let me watch out, King. Get out. We gotta get out the way. Mike is all you.
Yeah, true indeed.
Thank you. my heart is not healthy enough for another heartbreak. I don't think you understand what's at stake. The last time I coded, the EMTs fought hard for my survival. Upon my arrival at the heartbreak hospital, the doctors were sure there would be muscular and tissue damage with all the x-rays of my chest cavity. They saw something they'd never seen before, even with electrical activity. They saw enough scar tissue to kill a normal man's chances at love again. They were unprepared to even explain when I would properly able to love. I mean, live with the fact that knowing no medication they could give could relieve the pain and pressure of being loveless or even loved less. They just knew from the presented facts that I could have died. If I hadn't made it here in time, you'd hear me die. So please tell me, why would I want to try something so ruthless again? Why would I want to give the very thing that almost took me out another opportunity? Just then I felt this enormous emotion come over me, and this voice said to me, the surgery has been performed, and your heartaches has been removed. But why do I still feel this pain? Why does the scar tissue remain? The CPR revived me into this realm of hurt. Let me go visit my ancestors so they can embrace me in their spiritual arms. He's coding alert. There it is, a pulse and a heartbeat. Okay, let's get him off Love's Hurt Street. All I heard before the white lights faded, the heartbreak of death was just eliminated. Poem.
Oh, that's what's up, bro. That's what's up. You know what I mean? You got some quotables up in there. You know what I mean?
Appreciate you,
probably able to love because of pain of loveliness. Surgery performed, scar tissue remains. You know what I mean? Like, that's
that line for me, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, ooh, wow, the comparison between love and losing your life and how afraid it can make you to love again after feeling that close. That comparison is amazing, that parable. Wow, that was definitely dope.
Yeah,
that was true. That line about the scar tissue is the one that I took down as well, because I'm like, going into the white light, like, why would I want to do that again? Why would I want to give the thing that almost took me out another chance to do it again?
Absolutely.
That's you definitely be coming with some dope poetry, bro. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I appreciate that, man. You know, I just be obedient when my pen decided it wants to write. And at 1, 2 o'clock this morning, that's what it was doing. So who was out of argue?
I know that's right.
Oh, man. I'll bow down to your pen tonight.
Yeah, that after midnight writing is something special, I'm telling you.
Yeah, man, because I could not sleep, man, and this thing was just coming through me, and I was just like, what? I'm like, I want to go to bed. I want to close my eyes.
That's the passion right there. Those are downloads.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm saying. Yo, it remind me of that Duck Down crew, you know what I'm saying, Buckshot, you know, when they were like, the mind tricked the body, body tricked the mind crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
that's how it be. Yeah. Yes, sir. Absolutely, bro.
Mind be like, you ain't going nowhere. We got some work to do right now.
Yeah, we got work to do, man. Man, listen, man. Man, I know y'all saw when I had posted my fried salmon nuggets, right?
That was official.
Bruh, listen, I was up last night or early this morning. I couldn't sleep. My body's like, well, you're right, you might as well go get some of that fish that you fried. I said, all right, cool, bet. You know what I'm saying? I said, all right, you know, no problem. I'm going to go ahead.
Okay. I know that person. Definitely brought about a great piece. Definitely going
to talk
to
great
people. Love it, for sure.
Appreciate y'all for having me, man. I'm just glad to be here. Glad for the topic, man. I guess there was a reason why I was writing, you know?
Yeah, true facts. So when I You know, that's the spectacular thing about coming off the weekend. You know what I'm saying? You enter in the Monday, either you work or not work, but the memorable Monday of what transpired the weekend, you know what I'm saying, to just bring it home, you know what I mean? So that's why I thought of that topic, memorable Monday, you know, get it off your chest.
Definitely dope, bro. Definitely dope.
Indeed, indeed. We appreciate you for coming. But before we let you get going, Dan, you want to give us a little bit of, let us know what you have going on in the Tiffany Radio Universe.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you can join me this Thursday night with my host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, as we do the Get Down. The topic is to be announced. Saturday night would be, let's talk about it, where we're doing date night differently, but I have to go out of town. So we'll put a show in this place. Stay tuned for that. That's what I got going on.
All right. Okay.
Your
hands are going to be in every pot on the Epiphany Broad and Berry family. And you'll be playing the octopus this week, and we appreciate you for being in every space where you are needed.
Definitely, man.
So, you know, you got to set that for a minute. It's definitely understood. So, you know, much love to you and, you know, prayers out for your daughter that she gets well soon.
In fact,
absolutely.
Word.
Yeah, I'm counting on it. You know, she acting like ain't nothing wrong with her. I guess that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. That's definitely a good thing.
Right.
All right. Okay.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ooh. What did you think about that? That was amazing. Peace, ladies and gentlemen. My poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, our station manager, always coming through to bless the mic with a beautiful piece. Love him. Thank you.
True indeed.
Yeah. All right. Let's play a little music to keep the party going.
They say I'm crazy, the way you got me open, baby. Ooh. They say I'm bugging, the way I'm time sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride. Ooh. It's love. Ooh.
I love some Jill Scott on this memorable Monday. Welcome back to Kansas Report. Yay. Oh, my goodness.
Jill Scott definitely be rocking on that. You know what I'm saying?
She does. So diverse. And I, as a poet, I respect her pen so much. I love her. I love her. I really do. And that is one of my favorite tracks.
I figured that.
Did you do? I figured too much. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Nah, I'm saying Jill be rocking though. She got hits for days. I'm like, no, man. I love some Jill Scott though. You know what I mean?
For sure. All right, well, we're going to keep this train rolling and bring in our next caller. Are you ready, Ken?
No doubt. Bring that caller in.
Oh, I'm excited. I've been waiting to hear this voice. The voice behind this beautiful pen. Essentially, Janice is up next. Welcome to Kings and Queens Quarters, Janice. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Queen Simmons, King Atterbury. I'm doing amazing. How are you too?
Hey, I'm all right. What's going on, Zanis? How you doing?
Listening to some good music. Whoever did this playlist is on point.
Oh, that's Queen. I can't take credit for that. No.
I'm doing my royal ways as you speak. Thank you. Thank you.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
Thank you. I see you in the queue a lot, and you're always on the event pages, and you're helping out so much. I want to take a minute to just show a load of appreciation and the awesome ink that you're constantly. You produce some really great work, and I'm very happy to hear you tonight.
Oh, appreciate you. Thank you.
You'd be getting busy.
I have something old,
though.
I wish I had something new for you guys. I just have something. I have a favorite, an old favorite, though, so.
We love to hear it. Okay, so we're going to get out of the way and turn the mic over to you. The mic is all yours, sweetheart.
All right. The title of this piece is Dawn. The intensity of being enveloped in ways I was born to be. Accepting the pain in my chest from holding my breath until the next wave reaches me. The ocean greets me, cleanses my feet, knowing I walk in peace, exhaling and still when I need to be, sinking in increments, at one with letting go, knowing I'm more than brave enough, more than strong enough to wade waist high under a night sky, devoid of all darkness. Waking at dawn with just enough warmth. Love is golden. Outside of molds of expectation and my own presumption that I'm unfinished. On hold for one who will wake and stand beside me. At one with the gnawing thought that those words aren't even mine. Pulled from someone else's pocket and they landed on my tongue dry. And that shit had lint on it. This idea. That somehow love was outside of me, foreign and separate from my nature, waking as my mind takes hold of what I've always known. Love is enough. I am love enough, essentially.
I just had to give that a second to breathe. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was definitely dope. I love that. I mean, breathing life into existence.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I have a question.
It's the opening line. Okay, I'll step up. You go ahead.
I'm ready. I think I'm ready. I don't know. What's the question?
What inspired you to write that piece?
Oh, man, it's a whole story. So I've always felt uncomfortable when someone asked me to write for them. So this was something that someone presented to me. They wanted me to write a piece that kind of represented their journey. And I struggled with that. I sat with that prompt for a month. And then I decided to write for both me and her. So it was kind of like, you know what, recognizing someone else's journey, recognizing my own journey, speaking on it. And then with that thought already in my head, I was in this group where we had like a 2-minute just free write. And that's when all of this like came on the page. But it started with that thought, can you write for me, being lost, and then just decide, you know what, let me write for myself too.
Right, okay. And then develop a universal poem that's relatable to not just you, not just that person, but
yeah,
universal self-love. That is so amazing. And the lines from the beginning, the intensity of my being envelops me, born to. I'm like, that's the ownership of self, the ownership of the rest
true,
of
true facts.
About, oh my gosh, your voice is so delicate and sweet. It's like snowflakes dropping bombs inside of me.
Listen, when I try to yell, I still sound real soft.
It's almost like holding a flower in your hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's real delicate, but you just don't even put power into it. You just open your palm up and just look at it for the elegance that it is. You know what I mean? So thank you for bringing that nice, beautiful poem into existence on the King and Queen's Quarters. We appreciate that.
Thank you for the space. Much appreciated.
No doubt.
You're more than welcome. Before we let you go, we do want to give everyone an opportunity, even if it's not necessarily with Epiphany, to let us know if you have things going on that you'd like to share or to promote. Now it's time.
Honestly, the best way to connect is to like head to my Instagram page. That's public. It's open. It's essentially _ Janice, ZSANECE. And I typically, like in my bio, post anything that's current. So right now, the current link that I have in my bio on my Instagram page is the link to purchase a shadow set. So that's what I released maybe like 3 months ago. It's a sketch story that's written poetically. And if you email me, I'll send you the video that, you know, I put together.
Just
email essentially janice@gmail.com and I'll send you the video link for it.
That's what's
up.
That's
I keep everything
right
up to date on my Instagram.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely going to connect with you. And, yes. All right.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
going to
follow
so
you
much.
On the gram. You know what I mean? Thank you for showing up tonight. We appreciate that.
Thank you for the space. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
Absolutely adore that woman. She is so amazing.
Yeah,
it's almost like
thank
you for coming.
She we appreciate that word.
Me too. Oh man, how about we keep this show rolling and bring in our next call again? It looks like next up on the mic we have a Canadian friend, Lady A. Lady A, welcome to this Mineral Blue Monday on King and Queen's Court. How are you tonight?
Great, thanks. And how about you? Some beautiful poetry, eh? Janice, said, I think she's a great writer, too. I love beautiful poetry like that.
Ain't nothing like it.
Right. So unique and individual, and then, you know how you do. Your poems are so beautiful and sometimes haunting, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say. But welcome. How are you this evening? How are you holding up, Danny?
I'm doing good. It's starting to be fall, and it kind of makes me sad because I still go to the beach, like just to sit and watch the waves and that sort of thing, but not to be able to swim is a bit sad for me because I'm in the water all the time. Part fish, I guess. It's still gorgeous. Pardon me?
I said that sounds like it's your peaceful place. That's a king. King.
Oh,
that
it really
king
is. Yeah.
Right, King?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a manifester and a meditator, so you know what I'm saying? I bring all type of things into existence. Always light, you know what I'm saying? Righteousness. You know what I mean? So that's how you got to be in this world.
For sure. It was just, you know, I was bringing up the love of being near the water and finding the tranquility close to the water. And I thought, you know, that's a common thing. I think I share the same thing. So today we're doing memorable. Memorable Monday is the topic tonight. So is there anything that made today memorable for you?
You know what? I try to make every day have something in it that's memorable. And tonight I was out with some friends and we laughed and laughed and laughed. And that was memorable for me because laughter to me is a great part of our lives and we don't do it enough. And we just had some rip-roaring laughter. So it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. That is a beautiful thing. So yeah, that's great. Laughter
so
is very important.
Smile and laugh. You know what I mean? Burr.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's healing. I remember, you know, when I was working, I mean, it would be appropriate. You have to, you know, see what the situation is. But if you could go in and have a conversation with your patients and have them laugh, and it changes their view on their situation. And I think we all need to take note of that we have to bring joy back into our lives and laugh. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now more than ever. Thank you so much for that. Those are definitely inspiring words, Lady A. We appreciate it.
Welcome.
So
I have a little piece that I wrote, let me see, how long ago did I write this? 4 years ago. I love to write about the beach. I love to write about love and just that whole atmosphere. So this is called Summer Night in Bangkok.
Ooh, okay. When you're ready,
well,
the
mic is yours. You know what I mean?
Thanks. Golden globe burns red, dips low in western skies. Wine, camembert, French bread, summer night in July. Lovers lay on cotton quilts spread upon the sand, sunburned bodies, sweat spills as night falls in Thailand. Bonfire burns in brilliant golds, red and white hot flames. Shadowed silhouettes behold lovers calling out their names. Waves crash against the shore, play music of sea sirens. Swells rise then fall, they roar, shattering all silence. Fingers seek flesh in secret places, mouths drink nectar from silken rose, lips kiss, tongues embrace, summer lovers write poetry prose. Bonfire on Thailand's beach, paragon perfection, Kama Sutra this night teach, a sexual resurrection, and peace.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, the way that you painted that scene. I started out attempting to capture some of the lines, and then I just closed my eyes and just sat back and embraced the moment that you painted with your words. That was beautiful. That is beautiful and bittersweet at this time of year. I understand. It was perfectly placed. Yeah. Oh,
thank
love
you
that.
Very much.
Always set the stage, no man.
Mm-hmm. That was definitely awesome. Thank you so much, Lady A. We appreciate you sharing
with
us tonight.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's always
before
a pleasure.
Before we let you go, is there anything that you have going on that you'd like to share? Or a way that people can reach you?
Well, I'm on Facebook as Andrea Wheaton, and I'm on All Poetry, allpoetry.com as Lady A. And you can find me there. I used to have a radio program. I haven't had it for a while now and kind of miss it. I don't kind of miss it. I do miss it. And so I'm a little quieter and a little less busy. So I've been kind of kicking it back like that for a while. But Facebook and All Poetry is where you can find me.
Okay. I definitely look forward to looking out for your work. I love your work so much, and we appreciate you for coming through.
Definitely will. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. One love, one life, Lady A.
One love, one life.
I love the way that she writes. It's so, it can be haunting and beautiful at the same time. That's very hard to do because some people can take you down a road of trauma that's, you know, gut-wrenching. And while those pieces are important, it is also nice when someone can paint you into a scene that you can watch. And I think Lady A is very good at doing that. For sure. I'm going to play a little music before we keep this party going, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Girls, you know you better watch out. Some girls are only about
called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend the man? You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. How you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again? Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a friend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out to win. Come again.
And it's him and it's women, him and it's men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waist, man. Crissed out by the casement. Still in their mother's basement. The pretty face man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child supports late. Money taking heart breaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sleepy silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the demon. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Yo, come again. The red train come again. And the red train come again. Yeah, yeah.
and my boy, we was riding the train. I saw you. You were with
Bobby,
and
Mike. Are those the type of guys that you
I
like?
I know you feel me. What you want, they'll never be, you'll never find. No.
You will never find another lover like
you.
No. You will never
find
another lover like you. You'll
never find.
Having some fun in these crates tonight. Damn.
I know that's right, woman. Word. Definitely.
It's a memorable
moment. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. And as we enter the 10 o'clock hour, where we're 11 minutes in, I just want to remind you, if you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And make sure if you hit that one to be heard. Well, King, let's keep this party going. Ooh, we have some of my favorite people on the line. Are you ready to take the next caller?
Facts. Let's bring the next caller in.
Our next caller is none other than the diva, La Perla Negra. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, La Perla Negra. How are you, diva?
Good evening, good evening. I'm sorry I'm calling in so late, but I get caught up in my team playing, man, and they winning, so y'all almost didn't hear from me tonight.
Oh, my gosh. That's what you call a trooper, because you know what? A lesser woman would have been like a leader for them, but you still pulled up and pulled through, so we're not going to hold you from your game. How is your Monday going
so
far?
Yeah, we appreciate it.
It's going good, actually. It's going pretty good. I'm accomplishing quite a bit. I'm proud of myself because I'm trying to get stock up on my stuff that I'm creating, my crafts, and I've been keeping up with it pretty good. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
I love that. I love that. Blessings on everything that you're working on, every endeavor. Oh, man,
that's
going to be awesome. Yeah. Well, I know, you know, thank you so much for coming through. You're here every night, every show at the top of the hour, and we appreciate you always. So we're going to give you some slack tonight.
Thanks.
And get out the way.
Okay.
Let me stick your piece and get back to your game. It might be yours.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. This is a piece I wrote. I believe it was for one of the prompts from the Get Down. This is very short, but it's still a piece. And it's called Just One Song. If you feel that fire inside of you, do not try to put it out. Let it burn and go get what you're passionate about. We all do what we do for a cause when we push ourselves. But music can fuel and soothe that savage beast, hunting, seeking, longing for. It creates a space within us to reflect. It moves you and grooves you and gives you the gift of a poetic vibe coursing through your veins from the sound of your soul. Love and life is being made when ears are hit with those good vibrations, stimulating nerves running all through your body. The influence of just one song, one melody, one note of a simple tune can change your pace and have your heart succumb to what you interpret as the most beautiful thing in the world for a lifetime. Pure in tune with it. Is it my turn to totally understand to watch you walk out of my life, not do a damn thing? These are the questions I would be left with in my heart should music cease to exist. Because music is the rhythm of nature. Nature is my heart. And it is a part of everything natural in me. That's that piece.
Just like music.
Hold up with the bars, though. Somebody has to come in and bring me getting off the floor. You killed that. Oh, my God.
We definitely laid that out.
Yes,
you know.
Expand is my diva. Expand, I love it. I've never heard you sing before. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Serenade.
Thank you.
I
do want to point out.
I know I can't carry a tune across the room in a bucket of water, but thank you anyway.
You carried it and put an exclamation point on the line. That was dope. That was dope. Take that chance. You don't have to, you know, sound like somebody else in order to bring that sultry voice that you had into that line and make it yours. You did that. You did that. Own that.
Thank you.
This line when you were like, we all do what we do for a cause when we push ourselves. I'm putting that on my computer. To push myself
tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. That's one of those things that I definitely appreciate. I appreciate you, Diva.
Because we get
enthralled in what we have set for ourselves. We want to do some things. We want to accomplish some things. And we push ourselves sometimes. You know what I mean? And it's for a cause. But sometimes we need that one particular natural thing. And that's the rhythm that comes from our heart. That's that music that beats within our veins to help us get along.
That's right.
Yes, indeed. That is very strong. Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, Diva, before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on?
Sure. All right. So, let's start with Saturday. Alternating Saturday nights, I am the host of Alternating Saturday Nights with Poetic. I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. I don't know how the rest of these Monday nights is going to go, but I'm looking forward to more of the Soul Cafe. And I am actually one-third host of that, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas and Poetic. And y'all come by. If we had this show, now y'all know Epiphany got every night of the week on lock, but this one particular night, we have a second half of the show, and that's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen. And yo, the phrases that you are given to create a piece definitely, definitely pushes your pen. Okay? So y'all come on by Monday night. All right? Now, Wednesday night, we started these, what I call sex games, a few weeks ago. And I have gone through every, just about every day of the week, and I've given it a title. And I believe we are on Monday, which I call Make Me Moan Monday. And that is for the ladies and the gentlemen. We want to know what makes you moan. That's Wednesday night in the Erotic Love Zone. And I am one half host, where I co-host with my sexy, salty voice diva, Miss VIP. And y'all missed it last Wednesday, because I had a special guest host by the name of Poetic. And he went in. Yeah, the beat came out. He kicked off that show. Ooh, child. I ain't going to get into it, because I might upset your audience, but there you have it. My Majesty, back to y'all.
Thank you so much. And at any time, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/ICPeople and listen to the replays. They are just as good. Well, not just as good.
I know that's right.
They're as good as listening to live shows to get back into them. Those, you know, they're definitely in the archives to go back and replay. And I want to go see what Poetic was up to. That sounds...
Ooh, child, you better listen. All I can say is, have yourself a glass or something to drink, okay? And sit back with your feet up, because, child, I'm going to just leave it up to you. Enter at your own risk, okay? That's all I'm saying.
It's going to make me take my socks off.
Oh, girl, take your socks off, your everything. Look, you might just want to
take anything off on a pre-ball.
Yeah. By the time you finish his piece, you're going to be naked.
That sounds like fun. I'm going to have to check that out.
Commando.
Commando.
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, he was mad that night.
I'm going to check it out. But with Perla Negra, we know that you were gracious enough to give us your football time, so we want to let you get back to that, and thank you always for coming through and sharing your aims with us. We love you. One love and one life, my dear. Yes.
One love,
one love, one life.
All right. Oh, her range is so amazing, because one day she is breathing life into you, and the next day she is dressing you down sexually in it. On those erotic love zone sessions, that erotic poetry, erotic pen of your brother, nothing to mess with, nothing to mess with. All right, well, how about we keep this party going? It looks like next up on the mic is our other diva for Wednesday night, Miss VIP. Miss, welcome to the
VIP.
Yes, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Ms. VIP?
Listen, I can't call it. I just took a road trip from Virginia back here, back to Florida, so I'm a little tired, but I'm here. And this is an amazing show tonight. I love the topic. Love it.
Okay.
Love going in.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So you made it to your destination?
Yes,
I'm glad.
I'm glad you had a safe trip and appreciate you. You probably want to just pass out at this point. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for being here.
She
airy. She got energy.
Like my diva, I'm watching the game as well, but I made time to come in because I love this show. Also,
we appreciate you.
Thank you, diva. Thank you so much. Well, like we said, we're not going to take advantage of your time. We know that you're here for a good time. You're not a long time. We're going to let you get back to your game. Thank you for coming through. Is anything memorable about your day? I know it was spent driving all day. Something memorable about it you'd like to share before you get into your piece?
You know, it was just a good trip back, and I had my oldies on, and it was, and I was singing, and it was just all worth it. It was just great. So I try to make it good every day.
Absolutely. And I know you wear a lot of hats, so you always seem to have a smile on your face, even though I know you're going through, you know, you're holding down a lot of people, and you have such a beautiful heart. I appreciate you.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you, David.
Definitely appreciate
you. Well, I got a little something for y'all to listen to.
Okay. Well, we're going to let you go and get out of the way. The mic is all yours.
All right. Thank you. After the weekend, Sunday is the night leading to Monday to get it right. See, Monday is for beginnings, a renewal, if you will. Look to the sky. Listen to the ancestors or your higher power to be still. Be filled with peace. Let all the strife and the heaviness cease. Know everything will be all right, even if it seems it won't be. Inside, you have the power. You are equipped to deal with everything that comes your way, things unseen and the real. You can't look back on things you can't change, but your heart, you can rearrange. People will be people. Circumstances are just that. Nothing is coincidental. To me, everything is fate. If you know deep down your steps are ordered and you're blessed, there's no room for nonsense or hate. So do what you can during the week. Be careful what you do and how you speak. Remember, Monday will be here every week to get it right. Monday is the beginning. If you believe, you'll always be winning. Try to make each one memorable as well as each day, and it will be all right. And that's the end of that piece.
Oh, man.
Lay it down. Lay it down. That's what's up.
That was so inspiring. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Inside, you have
absolutely
the power.
It's the
I love
best
that.
One. Yeah. I figured I'd get that little pep talk in.
Absolutely. We appreciate it.
We definitely do.
Do you want to let us know, before you get back to your game, is there anything you want to let us know before we let you get out of here?
Well, my diva said it all. You know, we're back on Monday after all these amazing sex game shows that we've been having. So this is Make a Moan Monday coming. So make me moan. Either which way, it's going to be hot. Because all the shows have been dynamite. So y'all come on through, like my diva said, and have some fun with us. Never know how you might end up.
Oh, the Lord will be there. Don't worry. I'll make a moan.
All right.
In that case, we'll see you on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
All right, y'all. One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic.
Oh, that was Miss VIP, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for gracing the mic. I hope your game turns out in your favor.
No doubt.
All right.
I never thought I'd find it, but it's always been clear. All this time that I've been crying. live in the same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour, and peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record, said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intense and shattered. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home, get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. You think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot, telling me the things I'm telling of is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock, now she in my world like hip hop, and keep telling me, telling me, yeah. At the height of the night, and that's when she flipping get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side. You won't be loving your mind. I know you got to get that paper, daddy, keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she know this ball player, and he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo. You know it's just what you want saying, boo. And when cats be popping game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have. So when you sweating all day, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
yeah, so what you saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy, you my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill.
That rat could be that cool cat that's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people write back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these swabs and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world and lies come in. That's where the drama begins. Yeah.
If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, they say don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, they say don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, they say don't worry, you know that you got me.
There's only room to explore what we came here for. It's the findings beyond internal reach, now the hands touch matters. Solutions are in place to bring forth brighter days. Let us all get used to something better and greater than before. No longer are we stagnant. The movement is on the rise. Distraction is at an all-time high. Ignore the foolishness. Separate go-getters from temporary puppet masters. Procrastinated elevators still can't find the right floor. Speak things into existence. Allow light into your life. So broken shadows, shaky grounds are hard to walk on. My warmth stay positioned without ever being regulated. No strings attached, hard to match, compass where you love at. These are words from Joel Washington Atterbury. It's been a great show tonight. All these beautiful poets coming through, reciting their poems. How you feel about that, Queen?
It has been an amazing show. I have loved every piece that everyone has come through with. And they've given me a different perspective on the topic. You know, I came into it thinking one thing, and just hearing all the dynamic pieces really, you know, brought me to a different place. And I'm happy for it. I'm definitely happy for it.
Yeah, true facts. True facts. I mean, yeah. Queen, do you have anything in your royal chambers?
Do I have anything in my royal chambers? I've been writing a few erotic pieces, but not really anything. You comfortable with that? You okay with that?
Let's go into your bag. Go into your bag. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just waiting for it. I'm just looking for it. Okay, here we go.
So that's how we do.
Okay. All right. All right, I'm going to do it. Okay, this piece is called Pour Into Me. I'm just waiting for it to load. Sorry for the dead air. I thought we were going to go to a song. Let me see. I cannot wait to hold you with both hands, to get a hold of you, to know you. Full, like self-actualized moon, I want to plunge off the edge of every known wall in the free fall, hand sprawled in reckless abandon of all solid ground. I'll give anything to hold you in my hands just now, to have you pour into me. I'm on both knees. I await the chance to see you pleased with my mouth open, thighs slightly spread. My hands are tied behind my back. My breast lifts slightly as I breathe. I'm blindfolded and at your lead. I'm golden oiled from head to toe. Where this night may go, I just don't know. The anticipation making my rivers flow. I'm dripping naked on the floor, anxious, waiting, breath baiting, at the front door open, hoping that you'd pour into me. Make me your masterpiece. Paint me in your trepidation. Let this body be your dominion. Do with it as you will. I submit to every desire you feel. Don't hold back, my love. Conquer my shores. Sink into me. Explore the deep of my submission to being yours. Your goddess, your solace, your harlot, your whore. Pussies, oh, goosey, it gives you insight. I'm talking a forehead kiss from the inside. Slide into my moonlight, be free like Icarus, king of flight till you set fire to the shit, make desire your god, take my chin in one hand, place the other in my hair, cover tonsils and bruises, fuck air, I don't care, pour into me, go as deep as your imagination be, into my everlasting seas, my only objective is seeing you pleased, seized in the grips of what these lips would do, if they got a hold of you. Tongue out, deep breath, daddy wants throat sex, and I'm trying to be the throat goat. My ego gets bigger when I suckle forth your orgasm in rivers, inciting body to rigor. Please pour into me. I don't need to breathe. Choke me as you stroke me backwards, straddled backwards on a seat. Slam into me as your whole body spasms. Growl out your carnal orgasm as you pour into me. I'm sopping wet. These are the moments you'll never forget. Changing states of matter, solid to liquid sets. You're wet, my wet, in this bed of sweat, but daddy ain't done yet. He decides to give me wings. At least that's how it seems. I mean, look how far he pushed back my knees now. My toes are pointing at the stars, my fullness in the air. Pushes past my limits in ways that will improve my attitude for the rest of the day. So no, I cannot wait to hold you with both hands, to let the fullness of you drip through my fingers, juicy like ripe fruit. I'm in the mood to be subdued, suckle your soul till you're replete. I'm fully equipped to give you everything you need. So please just come here, pour into me.
that's okay.
Pressure. You see, we'll just let the evening flow.
wanna get away from this noisy crowd. Let's go where it's nice and quiet, where there's nobody else around. Let's sit by a cozy lit fire, and we can be each other's company. Now how does that sound to you? You see, 'cause it sounds so good, it sounds so good to me. Come on and go with me. Would you do that, baby? Come on over to my place. Would you do that, baby? Would you do that, baby? Come on and go with me. Come on over to my place.
Pendergrass to set the night up.
Teddy!
Right. Yes,
come
indeed.
Come on and go with me.
Okay, okay.
Come on
right,
over
now,
to
Lord.
My place.
Mm-hmm.
That's a JW rendition.
A JW rendition. All right now, okay. Flex on him, flex on him. I feel you. Oh, wow. It is now, ladies and gentlemen, it's now 10:52. If you'd like to join us and you're listening online, it's still time. You know, just reach out. The dial-in number, again, is 319-527-6300. Just make sure that you hit that one to join us. So it looks like good friend Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, is planning on spinning the block for us. So we want to bring him back.
He's your manager.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Hey, Poetic.
You.
What it do? What it do? Y'all getting it in tonight, man.
Yeah, man, the vibes is alive.
Yes, we're keeping it going. We gotta keep it going. I heard you have another piece that you like to bless us with.
Absolutely. It's called My Deity in the Flesh.
Ooh, I love that title alone. That is poetry right there. All right. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I want to wrap the significance of my soul around the integrity of your love is my goal. Have earth-shattering conversations so we can intellectually coordinate our limitless mindgasms into pleasurable penetration, secreting some soothing, creamy, delightful manifested existence with untapped potential of positive verbal essence, where we sacrifice the beauty of nouns and verbs with an oral entanglement undisturbed. You and I can massage the egos of our heterosexual nature while being tantric, each one of our steamy passions, a new name that makes demons trembles amidst our session. Especially when we're on demon time taking no prisoners, because this erotic intellectual warfare is waiting for our tongue twisters. No more casualties as I utter your name in multiple languages. And at the same time, my fingers lingers with non-subliminal messages, communicating the very presence of a dynamic force of nature. And the waters that flow from you onto me deserve an array of a wetter stature. So I'll be orchestrated conductor, embracing the sounds of your happiness while my loins yearn for that moment when we recreate Love Jones, as the force field protecting our grand design of love knows that by design I'm going to feast on your pain just so you can have dessert of your peace. And every possibility that would present itself to destroy us would simply just cease as I drank from her lips the elixir of life and her fingers demonstrated her immortality, throwing into the mix a satisfying remix of her true deity poem.
Y'all light the stage up tonight.
Wait a minute. I've been on the floor since tantric nomenclature. First of all, that was unnecessary roughness flag on a play.
I mean, you started it with that whole pull into me. You think I was going to let that go unnoticed? Unmatched?
What?
Come on.
Y'all sliding, it's like conspiracy. Y'all sliding through with that fire energy on that. Now, I mean, y'all can't with y'all. Y'all Aries is sneaky. Now, I mean,
sneakily direct, bro. Sneakily direct.
Right.
That part. I ain't mad at you. I salute.
But the way
you walk that line between eroticism and that sapiosexual orgasmic release right there, that was so well done. That was amazing. That was dope. I'm
appreciate
glad you brought that with
that.
Yeah,
that
was definitely fly.
That's some fresh ink. That's another one of those pieces that I couldn't sleep.
Listen,
definitely.
When it calls, you better answer because it is giving you some downloads.
Oh, that's right.
Pretty. Woo! All right, before we let you go again, how about you bless us with a rundown of the station while we have you?
Oh, absolutely.
That okay?
It'd be my pleasure. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Honey Drippers with your host, Mojave. And then Wednesday night will be the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, and Trisha Stansberry. Saturday night is going to be open. Stay tuned for that. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, A.K. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. And then we'll be right back here for another fine edition of King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury.
All right.
Back to you.
Thank you for that.
Whole lot of words.
Thank you so much for blessing us tonight. We appreciate you all.
Indeed.
One
love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Oh, man, Queen. This is happening and popping tonight.
It really is.
I would like to stick my head outside of the jungle. You know I'm a Leo. You know what I mean? So I would just like to stick my head out the bushes of the jungle with this piece.
I'm not ready.
You ready for it?
I'm trying to get ready. Let me get my ice wet. Okay. All right. Mike is yours.
The house has sounds playing. Lighting is very dim. Where's my butter almond queen seen by many men? At face value, I have you. It's just us alone in this setting. Special night of affection. Neither of us will be resting. Your bath water is ready, baby. Take yourself upstairs. Everything is well prepared for one who really cares. Using your favorite fragrances so I can wash your back softly. Wash them nice, sweet, beautiful, full breasts that are lovely. Also your legs and arms in between your sweet treat. Never worry about me until you're satisfied by me. Here, love, have a seat as I massage your loveliness. Kiss on your neck, rub on your arms and shoulders, nicely caress. Place your legs on my lap as I rub feet and toes. Taste them beautiful sweet lips and nibble on your earlobes. As we chill inside our thrill, tasting the flavor of our lips, my hands filling your hips as you start caressing my dick. Slide index finger slow motion on your clitoris. This is becoming extra serious within our business. Fire on fire, crossing wires as we become higher. Lord, change into sire, seen as tasty like briars. Place myself in between those legs that have you spread. There's always 69 ways to say hello, beautiful head. Scratch my back as usual. That's the shit I'm used to. Smack you on that ass while we're sideways, instrumental. Switch it up by standing, wrapping legs around my waist. We both high from the taste we had in each other's face. Lily lick them nipples, fuck it, suck on those breasts. More better than Andy's chocolate candies or breakfasts. Give me the full open portal to your soul inside your hole. As I'm stroking and she holding on my neck, we good to go. Legs start dripping with essence from a treasure. One hell of a fucking pleasure. I'm happy we got together. King.
Ooh, wait. Did you sign off as King or Lord? What was appropriate here? Because I was not ready. I wasn't ready.
We all the same person.
Okay. I don't even know what to say. I'm not even speechless. I'm for Clem to talk amongst yourselves. Oh my gosh, my butter almond. I don't know who butter almond queen is, but giving her all that LL Cool J love. That was sensual.
As we say in my neck of the woods, you can get it.
Oh,
you can get
man.
It if you want it.
Oh, let me see. I got me sliding out of my chair tonight. I can't take no more.
Slide out your chair and undress your underwear.
Oh my gosh, I wasn't ready. I was not ready. Worst behavior, like Drake right now. I love it when you come out of the show. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
But I do want to remind everybody before we get out of here that other than Epiphany lineup, we do have a very important show coming up tomorrow night, right?
show that we're doing on mental health awareness. And I think that the topics of the poets that's coming through, can you want to give, you know, let everyone know a little bit more about who should, we should be expecting?
Hey, we Poetry Corner, 10 after 8 tomorrow on Let's Talk, Poetry Corner, mental awareness. We want to touch ground with a few of these good poets that we have lined up. Stay tuned right there on Facebook, YouTube. It's going to be something extraordinary. So I'll be placing the link on Facebook, and you can tune in. You know what I mean? Shout out to the producer, Quentin Ford.
Absolutely. Shout out to you. Shout out. Definitely looking forward to seeing them. It's been a minute. Ready to get back with the family and do some work. You know, it's a very heavy but very important topic. And I'm, you know, it's a blessing that you guys are bringing that to the forefront. So, you know, the King team and the King's dream is always working his magic. So we appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Appreciate
and also,
you too.
Before we get out of here, I do want to, you know, shout out the man behind the brand that made this all possible again, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet.
That's right.
And Raw Maddox. Court. Absolutely, absolutely.
Awesome,
shout out to the Epiphany. Yes, and also to the entire Epiphany Radio family. You guys are constantly challenging us to evolve and to push past the limits. And shout out to you, King. The man behind the dream, like I said. Yeah, and last but not least, shout out to all of the poets who, you know, had the courage to call in and hit that one. Take the great amount of vulnerability to share these amazing pieces of yourself with us. We thank you so much, and we encourage you. Right. We encourage you to keep writing and keep reciting, keep vibing and keep evolving in the art form that is the next level.
True facts.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Sure. So you have any final words before we sign out?
Hey, like I always say on other platforms, peace, love, and poetry. And big shout out to the boss man, Larry Maddox, For Real the Poet, for giving us his window of opportunity to bless the mic every Monday. You know what I'm saying? Much love and respect to Larry Maddox. You know what I mean?
Word. For sure. All right. Well, as we say every night here at Epiphany Radio, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
just took my socks off.
Take them.
I just took my socks off.
Take them.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.